Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Sparky Has Plans for Yuki. I thought today I'd start to tell you about the time Yuki tried out for the big league baseball team, the Cincinnati Reds. Things were rather quiet around our house in Cincinnati one day. This was back in the spring of 1953, as I recall. Things were quite a bit different then. As I say, it was kind of a lazy day, and Sparky and I were just sitting around in our living room in the little house all the way up the next block. What's the matter with you, Sparky? You tired?
No. I just feel lazy.
Well, I think it's this little bug we've got. I can feel that way, too. As soon as we get over these colds and get our strength back, I think we'll be all right.
Did you ever feel like all you wanted to do was just, kind of lie down and be quiet?
Sure, many times. But I certainly am surprised to hear that you feel that way. It seems to me that you always want to be on the go.
Well, I would like to have some excitement, but right now I just kind of feel real lazy. I guess it's the weather.
Yeah, maybe it is. I hope it lasts.
Yeah. Big John?
Mm-hmm?
Didn't Yuki Butcher say one time that he used to be a professional baseball player?
Well, I don't know. He's told us stories about that fabulous friend of his, old Charlie Rusplaw, when he played for the East Cantankerous Illinois Blue Jays.
Yeah, and don't you remember Yuki said that he played with that team, too?
Yeah, come to think of it, I believe he did say he played on that team. It was a minor league team in what Yuki called the old Four-Eye League.
Yeah, that's right, the Four-Eye League. Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and India.
Yeah, India. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was just wondering. I mean, since it's almost baseball season and the big league teams are in their spring training camp, why doesn't Yuki go south and try out for one of the teams?
Ah, Sparky, Yuki probably isn't that good a baseball player.
Listen, I'll bet you anything that if old Yuki tried out for the Cincinnati Reds baseball team or any big league team, I bet he'd make it.
Well, now, look, you'd have to be a pretty good baseball player to get into the big leagues, buddy.
Well, sure, and I still say that Yuki Butcher is a pretty good baseball player.
Well, how do you know? You've never even seen him play baseball.
Well, no, but I've heard some of the stories that he's told about when he used to play. And sure, Ian, he's good.
Well, he'd have to be exceptionally good. What position did he say he played?
Well, he plays a couple of positions. He's a pitcher, and he's an infielder, and he's an outfielder, too.
Yeah. Well, if he's a pitcher, can you imagine Yuki pitching against guys like Ted Kluszewski or Andy Semenik or Ralph Kiner? Well, I've seen Ted Kluszewski smack a ball high up into the middle of the right field bleachers. You'd think the thing was really going out of sight.
Sure, but Yuki wouldn't have to pitch against Ted Kluszewski if Yuki played on the Reds team.
Well, if you played on the Reds team, he'd have to be pretty good to get a place in their outfield. You know, the Reds have two new outfielders this year, and they're pretty good. As a matter of fact, they have three.
Three new outfielders? Who are they?
Well, there are two new rookies, Jim Greengrass, who plays left field, and Bob Marcus, who plays center field. And I heard they're both supposed to be real good.
They are, huh? Who's the other new outfielder?
The fellow they got from Pittsburgh, Gus Bell. And I hear Roger Hornsby thinks that he'll turn out to be a great star. Nah, Sparky, I doubt if Yuki would be good enough to make the outfield on the Reds.
Well, maybe he could play the infield.
I don't know. I doubt if he could beat out good old Bobby Adams at third base. And I know that Yuki couldn't play shortstop as well as Roy McMillan. Now, you know that.
What about second base? Maybe Yuki could play second.
Why, Yuki would fall all over himself playing second base. Besides, imagine Johnny Temple will be playing second base for the Reds, and I expect him to become a real ball player, too. So just forget about second base. That's all nailed down for the
season.
Well,
that's at least first base, and I know Yuki couldn't beat out Ted Kluszewski.
You agree to that, huh? You like Ted Kluszewski, don't you?
Oh, sure. He's my favorite. I guess if Yuki wants to become a big league player, he'll have to try out as a pitcher.
Yeah. Pitcher. Looks that way.
Next time I see him, I'm going to ask him why he doesn't try out for the Reds.
What makes you think that Yuki'd want to play with the Reds? After all, Yuki's from East Cantankerous, Illinois. Maybe he'd rather play with the Chicago Cubs or the St. Louis Cardinals. East Cantankerous is pretty close to St. Louis, you know.
Oh, no, no. Yuki'd want to play with the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, maybe. Maybe. He has been living in Cincinnati for a good many years now. So you can't tell anyway what's the difference. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
There's Yuki's taxi cab out front. He's coming in the house. Looks like you'll be able to put your proposition up to him a little sooner than you expected.
Hey, yeah. I'll go open the door and let him in. Don't go away, Big John.
Don't go away. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. You just go right ahead there.
Boy, well, Yuki, here's what I have to say to him. I'll bet he never even thought about trying out for the Reds team. Hi, Yuki, come on in.
Well, howdy there, lad. Hey, did they give me a chance to ring the doorbell there?
Well, I saw you coming, Yuki. Come on in. Hey, I got news for you.
Got news for me? Yeah, what kind of news you got for me?
Come on in the living room with Big John, Yuki, and I'll tell you.
Oh, Big John's sitting in the living room, is he? Hi there, Big John.
Well, hello, Yuki. Did Sparky tell you about the big plans he has for you?
Oh, he says he has some news for me, but he did tell me what it is. What is it there, Sparky, lad?
Well, sit down. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. Here we are. Okay, I'm sitting. What do you want to tell me?
Yuki, didn't you tell me once that you used to play professional baseball?
That's right. 100% correct, lad. Used to play on the same team as old Charlie Restlaw, the East Cantankerous Illinois Blue Jays, the old 4I League. Played the infield, outfield, and also pitched.
Gee, Big John, I told you so.
Yeah, I know.
And Yuki, you were a pretty good ball player, weren't you?
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to say that I was exactly pretty good, but I was just about the finest ball player to slip on a glove and toss that old pill across the diamond. I wasn't any done with the willow, either. That was a pretty fancy damn fielder, too. And I wouldn't want to say exactly that I was pretty good. Of course, you know I'm a pretty modest lad. Always have been a pretty modest fellow. You know that, don't you, Big John?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Fine. Yeah, I can hit the ball farther than any player in the league. I led the league 6 seasons in a row with my batting and home runs.
Is that right?
Yeah. When I pitched, I struck out more batters than any other pitchers, too. But being as how I'm so modest, I'd prefer not to tell you about that, lad, if you don't mind.
No, don't tell me about it, Yuki.
No, I don't want to. I hit 110 home runs in one season. Never once did I hit less than 90 home runs in any season. My batting average was .478 one season. That was my first in the 4I League. Next year, I dropped off to a mere .453. Then the following year, I jumped back up to .476. But my best year was the next year. That's when I hit .482. But you see, I'm so modest, lad, that I never could tell anybody about it.
Well, you really were a good ball player, Yuki. Yes, sir. Really good.
Oh, now, lad. Don't say that. You embarrass me. Oh, I'm so modest, you got me blushing. Oh, fine. Yes, it is true. I was an excellent ball player, but, oh, well. Merely the best in the league. Of course, I'm too modest to admit it. Tell me more, Sparky, lad. How good do you think I was? Pretty good, huh?
Yes, sirree, Yuki.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Right. Oh, you said it, not me, though.
Do you think you could play in the big leagues?
Play in the big leagues? Easy as pie, lad.
Do you think you could make the Cincinnati Reds, Yuki?
Oh, lad, I could play on any team in either league, the American or the National. All I have to do is walk into the training camp and I'd be as good as on the team. Why do you ask, lad? And don't make me talk about it because I'm too modest. See, you got me blushing again. Tell me more there, lad.
Well, Yuki, as you know, baseball season is almost here.
Yeah, so I'm well aware of that, lad.
The big league teams are all down in their training camps.
I'm well aware of that, too, lad. Read all about them in the paper every day.
The Cincinnati Reds are down in Tampa.
I love that, too, lad. I'm well aware.
Yuki, have you ever thought about trying out for a big league team?
Yes, many times, lad, many times. But I've never got around to doing it, actually.
Boy, Yuki, how big you could play on a big league team?
Well, I believe I could, but I'm just too modest to try out.
Look, Yuki, why don't you go down to Tampa, Florida, and try out for the Cincinnati Reds baseball team? I'll bet you could make it.
Lad?
Yeah, Yuki?
You have talked me into it. I shall leave immediately for Tampa, Florida, to try out for a place on the Cincinnati Reds baseball team.
Oh, boy. Yuki's going to be a big league baseball player. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
And that's the way it all started. Just with that little conversation in our living room. Sparky was so enthused about the idea, and in spite of the fact that Yuki was quite modest, he actually was impelled to go to Tampa. Of course, there's more to this story. I wish I had more time to tell you today, but why don't you come join us the next chapter, and we'll just continue the story of how Yuki played big league baseball. Okay? See you later.